Greetings, family of God. I wanted to come back to the topic of the will of God. And this morning, as we speak, I wanted to talk about the will of Satan. Satan, as we have been taught, was an angel. And he was an angel that rebelled against God. And he drew a third part of the stars with him, that he had a war in heaven with God and was cast down to the earth. And I want to read you some of that. And I want to talk about the fact that the devil himself, as an angel, has free will. I did hear someone a long time ago try to explain that the difference between humans and angels was that angels did not have free will. But according to the scriptures, that cannot be so. So what I want to do is I want to start with Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, just to establish the war in heaven. All right. It says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, according to what I have learned from Brother Gon, after this war in heaven, Satan was cast down to the earth, and God turned off the lights, as it were, and the earth became without form and void. And there the devil laid, waiting for God to start again. And when God recreated the earth, the devil was there watching and waiting for his opportunity. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. But where did it all go wrong with Satan? If he was an angel, he was an angel created perfect and flawless, the same as all angels. Where did it go wrong? We're going to turn to Ezekiel chapter 28. I want to look at Ezekiel chapter 28. And get the description. Ezekiel chapter 28, we're going to read a portion of that. Verse 13 is where we'll start. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13, it says, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. Okay. So what do we find out? We find out that this was an extra special one. The anointed cherub that covereth. And as all angels and all God's creation, it was good. It was found to be perfect when it was created. But iniquity was found in him. What does that mean? Did he do something? Not exactly. We know that iniquity begins in the heart. Iniquity begins in the decisions and choices that we make deep down inside. But iniquity was found in him. Okay? He was able to walk in the mountain of God. He was able to be in the presence of God till iniquity was found in him. He was perfect, the same as everything else until something changed, until he changed somehow. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 says, "How thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning! How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart," where was iniquity found? "In thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." So what? We find that Satan himself, he was perfect. He was made perfect. He was like unto all the other angels, but he was special. He was special. He was fancier. And then somehow in his heart, he was able to say, "I choose something else. I choose that instead of God to be the Most High, I will be the Most High." He had his own free will. And what did he do with it? He chose his own free will instead of the will of the Father. He chose to please himself instead of pleasing God. Consider that in contrast to what we learned about Jesus yesterday. Satan had his own will and decided to pursue it. Jesus also had his own will. Jesus also was special. Jesus also was chosen of the Father. And what did he do? As we read yesterday, he sat in that garden looking forward to a brutal death. He sat in that garden anticipating the beating he was going to take. He sat in that garden knowing that he was going to have to spend some time outside of the presence of God in order to be able to die. And then what? And then he said to God himself, he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." What an amazing opposite. What an amazing opposite. The angels, when confronted by Satan, he deceived them with some promise. He deceived them with some lure that they were convinced to go along with him. A third of the angels followed along with his plan. They too wanted whatever it was that the devil was offering. And so when they went to war in heaven and fought for him, they too made a choice. They chose their wills instead of the will of the Father who created them. Instead of being the messengers that God called them to be, they went up and they chose their own will. And they fought against God and they were cast down to the earth. Jesus was quite a man. He was quite a man. All the things that he did, you can see how important that his choice was. You can see how important it was that he chose the will of the Father. Not that he didn't have his own mind. He didn't have his own thoughts. He didn't. Those things are true. He did. But he was obedient unto death. He chose the will of the Father instead of his own, which drew a stark contrast to what that devil did. And so, what did we glean from it? We gleaned salvation. Praise the Lord.